to politics now, where the death of President Reagan has slowed the campaign to see who will be the next occupant of the White House. Joining us, as he does each week, to discuss the presidential race is Slate political writer Will Salatin. Will, hello again. President Bush has seemed to position himself as Mr. Reagan's political heir. At times, voters may be comparing him to Mr. Reagan now. And what are the possible pluses and minuses for Mr. Bush?
Well, of course, this is a very sad time for the country. You know, we've lost a president who was very important to a lot of people. And I want to say that first because I'm about to proceed to some very cold-blooded political analysis. This is politically a huge plus for President Bush in the campaign. It's the first thing that's happened in, you know, the last several weeks that makes people sympathetic to President Bush. The Reagan and Bush families, although not very close privately, are publicly very closely linked, the whole Reagan-Bush succession, and President Bush has modeled himself after President Reagan. So he stands to gain a lot of sympathy from the memorials to President Reagan. The Reagan news has completely swallowed up all of the news coverage. It's totally wiped out the story of CIA Director George Tenet's resignation, which was going to dominate the weekend, and it was going to continue this focus in the media on what's gone wrong in Iraq, which has been, in the polls, the single biggest driver of President Bush's numbers going down. So a bad story has been wiped out, and a very sympathetic story has been created.
But can George Bush run on the Ronald Reagan legacy?
Well, you know, obviously the campaign, the Bush campaign, thinks it can. In fact, if you go today to georgewbush.com, the Bush campaign website, you will not see President Bush. You will see President Reagan, a huge picture of President Reagan. There's a little quote for President Bush, and then there's just a whole bunch of President Reagan's old speeches there. I mean, then you have to click a little link to find your way. It's almost like the Bush campaign is trying to replace President Bush with President Reagan. So obviously they think that's very important. Republican strategists who don't like this idea point out a couple of problems with it. First of all, Ronald Reagan was a much more eloquent president than George W. Bush, so it may make President Bush look bad by comparison. The other thing is, you know, President Bush will look like he's focusing on the past, which was something that Americans really don't like. It's what hurt Bob Dole in 1996. They like a president who looks to the future. I think that running on the Reagan legacy won't work for President Bush for a very different reason, and that is that Ronald Reagan's agenda is kind of out of place in today's world. We have to remember that when Ronald Reagan was running for president, we had very high taxes. We had a very powerful enemy in the Soviet Union, which really was a threat to the United States. When this President Bush came into office, we had much lower taxes, even after a Democratic president. And what we've discovered in this fruitless hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is that the war that President Bush led us into in Iraq was not against a powerful enemy that was, in my view, a real threat to the United States, as President Bush had advertised. So the two themes that President Bush is running on, fighting a war and cutting taxes, just don't make sense today the way they did when they were invoked 24 years ago by Ronald Reagan.
Well, we're out of time. We haven't even mentioned John Kerry. He has announced that he's not campaigning this week out of respect for Mr. Reagan. Also because, given the death of Mr. Reagan, he's not going to be getting much attention from the news media this week. Probably a good decision. Will Salatin, thanks very much for joining us again.
Thank you, Alex.